Okay, Eleanor, if you could just tell us about the award you won this afternoon and the work that went towards getting that.
Okay, well, it was a great privilege, obviously, to win the award. There were some fantastic journalists nominated, and obviously I'm overwhelmed with excitement about winning it. The work that I submitted to the NUJ consisted of three articles. The first one was, it was an investigation into the death of a mentally ill man who, he died in a squalorous flat, basically because mental health workers thought that they would be violating his human rights by moving him. So that was the first article. The second article was an exploration into the wider implications of a murder case in which two men murdered their own grandfather who'd brought them up. So that was a three-page package. And the third article was just kind of a more local story. It was about kind of a community kind of spat over kind of... a house for offenders in the middle of Napi Valley in Wandsworth, and it was kind of about the you know, the wealth gap and the clash of two worlds. But actually, as a result of our articles and also community work within the community, they actually resolved their issues in the end, so it all ended up as a happy ending.
Okay, and in terms of someone in fairly early in your career, I mean, how does this get award, how does it feel to get this award, and how do you think it will help you in the future?
I don't know how it's going to help me because we've got pretty tough conditions right now, but obviously it just feels amazing, and I'm really grateful obviously for just being here, so thanks very much.